This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So, I'm out back. We're like out in the patio area, and it's me, and I'm there with Diana Rigg. Mm-hmm. And we are making...
From the original Avengers.
Yes. No, I know. I was with her on the patio.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the original Avengers. So, we're making Matthew McConaughey's beer can chicken recipe from, I think, 1996. He went on the Ellen show and showed me how to make beer can chicken, which keeps the chicken so moist because you put it...
He showed you how to do that.
Beer can up its butt. He showed me through the TV.
Yes.
And you cook it.
He's looking at you a lot of the time.
He was looking right at me, not using my name necessarily, but obviously thinking, can put this one in your pocket for you and Diana Rigg later. So anyway, it's a full 20-something years later, and we're cooking it.
The beer must have gotten very gross.
That is where I was going. The chicken came out great. Diana goes, God, I gotta wash this down. Grabs the beer can, which is so hot.
Oh, and it's also like 20 years old at that point.
Dude. Yeah. She goes, you dare me to chug this motherfucker? I'm like,
not expecting that from an inventor, obviously.
Yeah, sure.
She essentially melted her entire neck.
Mm.
And then what am I supposed to do?
What are you supposed to do in that situation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just left her there.
So it's like, what am I, what do you want me to do?
No, it's exactly right. What do you want me to do?
I hate that.
Yeah.
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, and it's the insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet linebacker hallways
of this industry we call showbiz.
Today's episode is mostly about kicking butt. Like, each episode is about a different part of the description of the show.
It's about kicking butt and changing names.
Yeah.
We're going to kick someone's butt so hard they have to get a new name.
That's a good preview. Dwayne Perkins is here.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
You were on Iowa Debris's show.
Yes, I was.
And when she came on our show, we were like, who's on your show? And she was like, Dwayne Perkins, he's a comedian. And we were like, yeah, we know. We're
getting him.
We are already going to have him on this show.
We're locked and loaded. This was like
2 weeks ago. Shane, can you play that clip, please?
Go ahead and play the clip.
Just play that clip that I just described.
Roll the clip.
Can you play the clip, Sam?
Sam. He doesn't even look like he's trying.
Is it playing?
Yep. It's just for you. I just wanted you to hear it. So Sam's listening to the clip, and he's making a face like, okay, this is what they described, and he's loving this.
And so
Sam,
you
want to talk? Well, do you want to talk about what you heard?
Nah. It's so funny.
So Sam liked that energy we had. So anyway, we told her, she tried to kind of big time us, and we came over the top and said, we actually have the same guest just later, and we probably don't have as much of a plan of what to do. So that happened.
So what we do on this show is we solve problems. This is like our main, like, we don't describe it that way, but that is basically what the show
is. Have you seen Michael Clayton?
Like, as a human?
The film.
Have you
Michael
hung
Clayton?
Out with Michael Clayton recently?
Have you seen Michael Clayton lately?
I don't know what that is. Can you explain what that is?
Have you seen Ray Donovan?
No.
We got to find
what have you seen?
Ground. Yeah, what do we? Yeah, tell me something you've
seen. Let's work backwards from what you've
seen.
Is there
movie names? Because these just sound like
sort of.
Well,
sort of. Sort of.
Michael Clayton. smoothie, Ray Donovan television, which is really...
The way they're doing these now is sort of like, it's almost like...
It's almost movies.
Watching the movie.
Yeah.
You were going to say, what is, you're ducking just like what you have seen? Like what, like...
Have you not seen anything, Greg?
Yeah, I've seen things. I'm just trying to find the confines.
Okay, but that, yeah.
I should state the thing.
Just like, so. Just like, what is one of the things? So as we're on record that you have seen something.
This is going to be better for you if you just admit that you've seen something.
And he has done that.
It brings people in.
And that is on record. It's relatable.
What have I seen? I've seen... have you guys seen Songland on NBC?
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
So, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we can work. Yes. We can work backwards from that. Songland.
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 Is basically about solving the problem of having a song in your heart that you need to get out.
You don't. So for Songland, most of the people on Songland do not want to die with that music inside them. They must release the music. Ray Donovan is a little different. He's a bit of a heavy. And any problem that comes up, especially something untoward, that's who you call.
Ray Donovan, okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's a bit of a fixer. Have you seen Pulp Fiction?
Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
I have.
Ah, okay.
Remember the wolf?
No.
It's the character who they're like, what do we do? Like, we gotta, like, the guy is in the car. The guy, there's blood.
Sure. Yeah.
We gotta call this guy. And he's like, here's what he has the solution.
I'm sending the wolf
to the problem, which is clean the car.
Yes. That only the wolf knows.
Yes.
We gotta clean this car.
Mm-hmm.
What's something that happened on Songland? Just at this point, I do feel like I need some proof that you did see it.
So he didn't know the wolf.
So just one thing that happened on Songland.
Even one of the
best
songs.
You did say that you've seen Pulp Fiction and then you didn't know. The one of the main guys.
And you're looking at me like I'm going to tell you, and Dwayne, I must confess, I won't.
Okay, so a lot of things have happened on Songland.
Okay, okay.
All right, hey.
Charlie Puth. Charlie Puth. Songland,
yes.
He was on it, and he had to pick a song that these three people were pitching to him.
Mm-hmm.
He picked a song, and then the whole conceit of the show is that an artist comes on the show, they present songs, they pick a song, they record it as a single. Charlie Puth picked the song, but was like, I'm not recording this as a single. It was a controversy.
Okay.
He would not.
Charlie.
Like, nope, can't do it. Not me, not today.
Oh,
he didn't.
No,
and
Charlie.
Was like, what? Charlie?
What a
And he's
boss.
Just squatting on it.
No, and then he put out a bunch of singles of his own. It was crazy.
Wow.
Does Songland have, is there a thing where there's, like, a mayor and, like, a post office? Like, it could be fun.
Absolutely not.
The mayor of Songland?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Okay.
There is no mayor.
No, okay. Unfortunately.
And there's no mailman?
No, there's four judges.
Okay.
Oh, so it's all only right.
So
the legal judge, drama. Jury, and executioner.
Yes, yeah.
Just the legal branch.
Yep.
Okay.
Legislature.
Problems. Google.
Yeah.
It's a site.
Yeah.
For sure.
What else?
We've used it. Yeah. What else about it?
It's an app.
Yeah.
It's a conglomerate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Alphabet.
Yes. And it also has you on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yep.
I'm on it as well. And it's not a brag.
No.
But my picture's on there.
Far be it from me.
Yeah.
To get in here and start giving out statistics about whether I'm on there or whether there's a picture of me. But yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not a big deal.
It's stupid. Honestly, I mean, yeah, is my mom pumped on it? Yeah. She's fucking flipping out, dude. She's fucking doing backflips off the kitchen table. I'm worried she's going to hurt herself because her baby boy's on Google.
Damn.
And you could take that to the bank. That said, when you search me, there are problems.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
There's a man named Sean Clement with no S who was in a movie called, like, Bikini Beach Party Massacre or whatever, and he is... Number one, Sean Clements on IMDb. because someone misspelled his name in the credits of that movie.
Whoa.
And so he's eating my lunch. He's stomping all over me. There's a man who is an MMA fighter, and he's more popular than me right now because he has a big fight coming up. And so what do I do when this happens? Destroy them.
You have to.
You must know what I mean, Dwayne.
What happens when you type yourself into Google?
And say the truth.
Google says, do you mean Dwayne Perkins, but it's spelled D-W-A-Y-N-E? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, I know who I am. I know what I mean. I mean me. It's a harrowing time every time. It affects me deeply, and I just really would love for Google to see me for me.
Mm-hmm. There is other Dwayne Perkins.
Yeah.
He is,
in fact,
Dwayne Perkins comedy. Yes. Well.
Dwayne Perkins comedy. Yes. What I was going to say, you know, is for me, at least this guy doing Slumber Beach Party Massacre, this other guy kicking and punching, that's only part of what I do. But for you, the other Dwayne Perkins is doing exactly what you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or he would say, I'm doing exactly what he's doing.
Okay, and this is what I was worried about. Mm-hmm. 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 So when I go, hey, Siri, play Dwayne Perkins comedy, what do I get?
Not me.
No.
You get this
I get some
man.
Of this. Yeah, this Joker.
And he was, of course, in the movie Loquisha, which you were able to, I assume, like, take advantage of some of the...
Some of the heat.
Some of the heat around that for a little while.
I went on my own personal press tour. I did receive lots of passionate responses on Twitter saying, how could you do such a thing? And I was like, what are y'all talking about? Mm-hmm. And then I saw... And I gasped, and I was like, oh, no, yeah. I have to. And so then my Twitter name became Dwayne, not Dwayne Perkins, Perkins, because it had to be done.
Yeah.
And that's when I knew, oh, this isn't going to work.
Yes. That's not working. The strategy's not working. He has to be destroyed. And this is nothing against... Like
nothing against the other Dwayne who has a head start, hell of a career. Look, the guy booked Loquisha.
I mean, he legit has a Netflix special. And so I'm like, you've done it.
Yeah, he's done it. He's been on a bunch of late night shows. And one thing I've noticed is when I go to search him, do comedy videos come up? Yeah. Do the titles tell me the premise of the comedy bit? Yes, they do. And what I'm worried about is when somebody says, hey, have you heard the Dwayne Perkins bit about how some baby names should be vetoed? That they're going to think of him and not you.
And that's crazy because I have a great bit about baby names that should be vetoed.
Yes. Okay. Let's talk about
Diane.
We can't anymore.
No,
right?
We shouldn't. That's an old lady name. And if a baby has that name, I'm like, why are they not
this old? This is my baby, Diane.
That's weird.
Yes.
When have you ever met a baby named Diane?
No. Now that is exactly what his bit is.
Really?
So, yes, just word for word.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but you're doing it, I think, with a bit more...
Gusto?
Yes.
Thank you.
But so, I do think we should probably pick another... baby name that should be vetoed.
Just not Diane.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know you've been in the lab on that one for a while, but I do think we need some other ones. Just like, I don't know, like Jacket.
Yeah, because that's an item, not a person.
Thank you. And that's exactly what I was going to say.
And the name Betty.
Okay.
Betty. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what's the problem?
It's not cute. And it,
it's not
for
cute.
Me, it makes me think of Betty Boop.
Okay.
Who was, a whore.
Okay. Betty Rubble was spreading it around as well.
Yeah. They use the name Betty throughout history to be salacious. And you don't want that put on a baby.
Yes. Mm-mm. And that is just history. And there's nothing offensive about that.
Exactly.
I'm going to think of a name that you're not allowed to have.
And also famous, I mean, like we talk about Betty's from history. Black Betty had a child and that thing went absolutely wild.
Wham-ba-lam.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we can't have any more of that. It's too risky.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Betty White should be the last one.
Mm-hmm. And she's never going to die, so she will be.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and when she hosted SNL, that was epic. Hot. AF. She won the internet on TV. So,
a funny post you could do think is of be a like, name. Every time I see her trending, I'm doing the Denzel meme. That is a funny post. Mm-hmm.
I see it every time anybody, like, that is a tweet that will never get old.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's some stuff that's evergreen, and the reason we see it again and again is because it's one of these ancient stories, you know? The Denzel meme, Icarus. Mm-hmm. These are things that bind us as humans.
Mm-hmm. Pygmalion.
Oh, and that's my baby name, actually, that should be vetoed. We can't do Pygmalion anymore.
No.
Come on.
We've moved past that.
Pygmalion. So that one, we're done,
Sam,
right?
Do you have any baby? And I can see, like,
Sam is itching.
Effectively putting him on the glass to try and get one of these baby names off. What, just like say yours. And he's going to want to do this for all of them. I'm so sorry. He's not on Google. You search Engineer Sam and Google goes, what?
Yeah.
What's the clown where he's like, but doctor, I'm that.
Pennywise?
Oh, Pennywise. Yeah,
that one.
Hmm. Yeah.
But doctor, I am Pennywise.
But doctor, I am Pennywise.
Okay, and the next bit that we have that original Dwayne Perkins did is you can find anything on the internet. We sort of have done that already.
Yeah, we've talked a little bit about it. I mean, we just talked about something you can't find on the internet. So that's a little bit fights the premise. We may have to put Engineer Sam on the internet in order to get this bit across.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything for that?
Just on the video, you click the video, you search.
You can find anything on the internet comedy, Dwayne Perkins, jokes, laughs.
I mean, I have something very similar.
Uh-huh.
I said you can find anything on the internet browser. So it's a little different. It's specific.
It's more correct.
Oh, wow.
Because it's specifically about Firefox.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mozilla.
It is all on there. That one has all of them.
It does, and there's a lot of extensions to make it more fun.
Yeah, it is Mozilla.
Yeah.
So I think, yes, the Firefox thing is funny. Yes, you can find anything on the internet. I don't know if this will come up later, but do you know any stand-ups who talk about porn on the internet? Or like porno search terms and stuff? Because that to me seems like an area that could be maybe a comedy bit for 50 to 100 stand-ups.
This is something that you probably don't know. When you agree to do stand-up, you sign a contract about the topics you have to talk about.
Sorry.
And porn is number two.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is you have to talk about like your personal opinions of comedy and how you feel when people don't like comedy. Number one. Number two, porn. Number three, racism. It's in the contract.
Not talking about it, just doing it.
Yeah, just doing
straight
it.
Up.
You're going to want to get some of that in there.
You got to get it in. Get it out quick, hard, and fast.
I mean, I guess I was borderline there with my thing of Mozilla as Godzilla. But so.
Oh, that's what you're doing. Oh, man. Canceled.
So.
Sam, did you want to do your bit on that?
Oh, sorry.
What about if. Remember that game Star Fox?
Uh-huh. Oh, hell yeah, yeah. Hayes has talked about it a lot.
Andross.
Yeah. That's it?
Oh, okay.
Shit, man.
Star Fox, period.
Tight. Gets in, gets out, doesn't do anything while he's there. So the next bit, which I think is maybe the richest vein we have, but they're all pretty good. this one is how to avoid the friend zone. Can we talk about the friend zone? Yes. Hello.
Yes. I have so much material on the friend zone because it's a zone that like I just find so interesting. There was a show on Nickelodeon when I was younger called Chalk Zone.
And it was
a boy who would go into like this world with a magic piece of chalk and then he would draw whatever he wanted. And in my head, the friend zone is the same thing.
The friend zone is a bit like that.
Yes, you can use a piece of your friend to draw a portal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Songland, speaking of Songland.
Yes.
Have you seen the movie Yesterday?
Oh, the one about the Beatles?
Beatles?
Man? No.
The Beatle Man.
So I watched yesterday. I watched a movie yesterday. Mm-hmm. Am I saying this clearly?
Say it one more time.
The day before today. Mm-hmm. Today's Saturday.
Yeah.
On Friday, last night.
Absolutely.
Yesterday.
Yep.
I watched yesterday.
Okay.
In yesterday, the freaking lady who's pretty is friend-zoned as hell in that movie. And the dude doing guitar songs has made her so insanely horny for the entirety of the film that she's like about to explode from him singing Beatles songs. And he like can't tell. And that is definition of friend-zoned, is it not?
Does she ever say like, hey, I'm horny, you want to have sex to him?
She says that with her face and eyes and body language. And at one point, after being horny for the whole movie, he is ready to shag. And they're in the hotel and they start pre-shagging, kissing. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I don't want to be a one-night stand. And you go, wasn't this the fucking horniest, for this guy in particular, horniest lady in the world a minute ago? But that's how complicated the friend zone can be. Because, of course, she doesn't want a one-night stand because he's her friend.
What's confusing is I know that there is this culture across the pond of people in the UK asking each other if they make them horny.
Ah.
And so...
Well, and shall we shag now or shag later?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. It's like I'm suspending disbelief. I'm watching a movie about England.
Yeah.
Where one character is horny and the other is not asking them.
Has never asked, because if he did, he would know. And also, they do call each other mates. Mm-hmm. She's trying to mate.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's sort of getting mate zoned, but he not mating with her.
You skipped a step.
Yeah.
How did she get out of the friend zone? Which is like the worst, like how do you get out of this like untenable situation where someone just respects you and likes you and enjoys being around
and
you.
And is never jacking you off and you're never blasting with them as a result of their physical stimulation.
How do you convert trust into horniness?
Mm-hmm. And Dwayne, take it away.
You know, I think that...
Is it that noise?
Like, all you gotta do is...
Do that right in their ear,
emit
huh?
the sound. That exact sound within humans releases a pheromone.
Yeah.
That... overpowers the effects of said friend zone. Mm.
This to me feels, this is insanely informative and interesting. It feels more like a TED talk than a comedy bit.
That's what comedy is. Comedy is an extension of a TED talk.
And this is my ignorance showing.
Ted Danson actually created comedy, not the Ted Danson from The Good Place. Ted Danson, who was born in 1576.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. He was the first person to ever attempt to do stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
And it was him just telling the audience about his thoughts on evolution.
Oh, wow. And oh, then, yes. The lizard brain.
Yes.
And the sort of, yes.
At the end, he was like, ain't that crazy? And then the audience went insane. And then they were like, oh, this can be done as an art form. And then that's how stand-up Whoa. Is created. And that's why TED Talks are so fun to watch.
Yeah, they are pretty
fun. I was always
fun.
Wondering why.
I guess they do cut it off right before they say, ain't that crazy?
Yeah, because like the audience will go wild.
And you can't have this.
You can't have that.
Yeah, I mean, when I think about the difference between my favorite TED Talk and my favorite Pete Holmes comedy bit,
what's the difference?
He's kind of going like, ain't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now when I search friend zone LOL comedy Dwayne Perkins, this is Google. Show me Google. Hi, Siri. What's going to come up? Probably not this other Joker's bit. Probably we'll get this now.
Yeah.
Sam,
you famously like to say that you know the security code to deactivate the friend zone.
You take people from friend zone to the end zone. Is that right?
Yeah. That's the merch I sell. Ringo's a funny name.
That could be one of the babies.
That's actually for two from now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's right.
Sorry. The code is 8.
It's just 8?
That's how you get from the friend zone to the end zone. Okay. So the next topic that we need to absolutely eat this motherfucker's lunch on is when you have the coolest grandma ever.
Go.
My grandmother wasn't. Wow, I'm gross. My grandmother was a witch. So,
okay, kind of cool.
And I have a bit about how that made her the coolest grandmother ever.
Mm. Oh, that's perfect for this.
I know. It's God, this sucks. He has all my bits. So it's basically a bit about how my grandmother, she had this invisible friend. This is 100% a true story. His name was Cosmo, and he would just like do stuff around the house. Like when things would fall, she would be like, "Cosmo, stop playing." And then this things would stop. And I was like, "Oh, wow, cool. Then I would try to speak to Cosmo. And that's when I was like really young, figuring out who I was. And I'd be like, "Hey, Cosmo, so what you up to? let's see what we can get into." He never took up that offer. I was friend zoned by Cosmo.
Cosmo, and that's put how you we wrap it back zone. Around to in the invisible friend zone.
He was existing only in the friend zone.
Yeah.
Yes. Wait, you were saying when it sounded like you were like trying to get something going with Cosmo.
Possibly,
take that physical.
I just wanted to see what his perspective was, seeing that he was invisible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was in the closet, so I needed it to be secret.
Can I have a theory here? He's knocking stuff over.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Cosmo. Mm-hmm. It sounds like this might have been Kramer.
It does sound like Kramer, and I didn't want to bring it up before.
No,
but
my grandmother did not know white people, so she wouldn't know that reference. So it was not Kramer.
All right. Yeah. Kramer.
Because I would ask her, "Hey, grandmother, do you know white people?" And she'd be like, "What is that?"
Okay.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she didn't know that.
Okay.
So sorry.
Damn. That feeling when you have the coolest grandma ever.
Oh, I know. Oh, she was so dope. That witch who did not know white people. I miss her. R.I.P.
Sam.
Cool grandma, Sam.
Nah.
Pass. I got that one.
That's a pass. Okay. Now you only have 4 passes left. So you be careful. We have like 9 topics.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
Now, this one is...
Now,
I'm
Dwayne,
curious to see what...
Dwayne checked his watch. Let's talk about it. Do you have a hard out? Is it just... Does this feel particularly long? Did you get a text?
Yeah, somebody liked a tweet. And I was like, why is this vibrating now?
For a like on a tweet.
I know. We gotta
filter it.
I'm too popular. And what they said was, are you the other Dwayne Perkins? And I was like, oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah. That's my life.
The next category, clean people versus dirty people.
Okay.
Whatever that says to you, it sounds like they could possibly be at war. They could be like having a fight.
Yeah, right. Or it's
what
like,
would that be like?
It's like two different species of people, right? Clean people and dirty people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like
it's layered.
You like it so is. Maybe I would go like, I'm a clean person. Any clean people out here ever date a dirty person? And they're leaving their plates.
Yeah. Oh, see, when I first heard it, I was like, oh, this is racially motivated. There's like a societal racial undertone to clean and dirty, similar to what the president says. You know how like it's like coded.
Yeah.
Whistle.
Coded with
dog
coded with,
whistles. Yeah. I think that's what they're called. I think that's what his bit's about. My bit is about just like, you know, like soap and water. Like I think of clean versus dirty like that. Like
And it's one person.
Yeah.
Just when you're clean versus when you're dirty.
Yeah, it's like when, like, it's like transformative art. Like, that's what I think. That's what my bit's about. This is crazy how we have so many similar
bits.
That's
positive.
Yeah. And your comedy, you like to say, is effectively giving them an intellectual shower.
Yes.
And like stripping away some of this grime of like just like not getting it.
They're getting soaked with knowledge.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm washing away the grime of ignorance.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
What is the best soap? Knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it's one of those showers where, like, it comes straight down from the ceiling.
Yes,
it's one of
you pull a cord.
Yes, yes, down. Yes. It's like a rain shower.
Like a flash dance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
it's really nice.
It's intense.
Yes.
It's lit really nicely.
The best soap mm-hmm. is knowledge. The best shampoo is facts.
Mm-hmm.
The best cream rinse is... I had this before. Dwayne, can you walk me through it again?
Yes, yes, yes. We said the best soap is knowledge. The best shampoo is...
facts?
Facts,
yeah.
And the best... What was the
cream
third one?
Cream rinse.
Yes, the best cream rinse is... fractions.
That's right.
Yeah. Sam.
Lowest common denominator. Sam, what's clean people versus dirty people for you?
I got kicked out of Wii Spa once because I didn't shower. I just went right into the hot tub.
Oh. Ugh. So you're the one.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Okay. The best and worst made up name. I'm searching. Dwayne Perkins. Comedy, the best and worst made up name. I'm laughing.
I'm cracking up, laughing my ass off.
That's all in the search.
Taking a break. Yep. And what do I find?
We've done a lot of name stuff already.
We're in the name zone. We're this is sort of our corner now. We own names. Okay. Mm-hmm. Baby names. Mm-hmm. We fucking demolished that entire topic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now made up names. So this is a situation. Let me try to create this. You're checking into a hotel under a fake name.
Mm-hmm.
There's obviously a good choice and a bad choice. So the best made up name would be Dwayne. Can you help me out on this?
Jerry.
Yes.
That's the best one?
Yeah, because it seems like it could be a real name.
No, yes, yeah. That's really smart. No that's one so will suspect
no one's going to be like,
thing.
No, you're not.
Yes.
I'd be like, why can't it be Jerry?
That's a very mm-hmm. good made-up name. Very convincing.
Mm-hmm.
That crushes. The worst one probably would be hotel, right?
Oh, I was thinking, oh, man. I'm not going to say what I was thinking.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it about me?
The N-word. No. I would say that would be the
that's
worst.
That's a bad
that's
made
really
up
bad.
Name.
Yeah.
That's a really bad made up
yeah.
name.
Yeah. And Sean, you think hotel is worse than that?
Me personally? Yeah. Just, but.
I get it. Perspective yeah. is everything. Relativity is a thing. Yeah, for sure.
No, it's true. Everyone has to sort of honor their own experience.
Absolutely.
If someone called me a hotel, that would be just about it for
I
me.
Mean, yeah, I get it.
But if you're going to like see if your favorite celebrity is staying at the hotel and you see that somebody has signed in as hotel, that would make me very suspicious that maybe it's not them, but at least it deserves a little more looking
it's
into.
A red flag. I mean, it a little bit depends on who your favorite celebrity is. There mm-hmm. are some for whom. Dwayne's example of the worst made-up name would throw me off the scent, and some for whom I would be like, it's got to be them. For instance, if it was Cosmo Kramer.
If you think about, like, if Paris Hilton signed into a Hilton and it was just Hilton, it'd be exactly like that. Like,
yes.
Maybe Hotel is the people's last name. If I saw that, I'd be like, oh, they own this place.
Right. Mm-hmm. I go, okay.
And then, of course, they're staying there.
Yeah,
it's weirder that I'm true. Staying here. Yeah, this exactly. is where they live.
This is their home, and I'm a visitor.
Yeah, it's basically think. Their house. Also, a bad made-up name to have would be a lot of vagina.
Yeah.
A lot of vagina?
A lot
so
of
that
vagina
is actually, that's what it sounds like. It's actually vagina.
Oh, vagina.
Which,
they clarify that. Yeah.
Yes.
So, in
so you across haven't the pond. Seen, you haven't seen this.
So yeah. you haven't seen Michael Clayton. You haven't seen Ray Donovan.
Every
you appear
you
to have not seen Yesterday, which I watched yesterday.
No.
You haven't seen now Austin Powers.
Yes. I mean.
Okay. Well, that's a good impression of him.
That sounds more like Goldmember to me.
Parts of Austin Powers.
Parts all of it.
All
of
yeah. Okay. Some parts of a lot too. Of, that's what yeah. the lady said.
They're kind of yeah. all like merged into one movie in my head.
Mm.
Yeah.
You binge.
It is one story. I mean, it's mm-hmm. a single story.
So I was just like super young when it came out. So
yeah.
Me too.
Me too. So like young. Yeah.
I actually was.
I was
too.
Young as
like
well.
Learning how to walk and talk.
Oh, that's so crazy that you were alive when it came out.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I only heard about it later, just recently, actually. I'm 10.
I didn't know that he was not an actor. Like, I thought that, like, that was, like, he was playing, like, a version of himself. And then I realized that that was an actor playing a character.
Mm. Yeah.
I was like, wow, I thought this was a documentary. This is crazy.
Yeah.
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 Me too.
Me too. I thought it. I was, like, so young that I didn't know what a movie was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Beyonce was in it. And I was like, oh, this is, like a whole thing. And then I was like, she was playing a character. And I was like, she shouldn't act.
So I, like, when I watched it, I was, like, kind of a little baby. And so when it went away, I didn't remember that it was happened, that it had ever happened. And I thought it, like, didn't exist anymore, like, when it wasn't on the screen.
Oh,
So that was just, like, a funny, like, misconception I had when I
no object Austin permanence. Powers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had started watching it, and then I actually rolled over for the first time onto my tummy. And then I got actually very mad that I was on my tummy because I couldn't roll back.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, so that's mostly what I remember about the movie. It's crazy. Yeah, it is,
like,
crazy.
I, like, remember it, but it's, like, kind of muffled because the first time I heard it, I was inside of my mother's womb.
Yeah.
And I was like, what does that sound? And I was like, oh, something, somebody saying shag, but it was just like,
could that be, I mean, they say, like, parents, like, should, like, listen to Mozart or whatever to make their baby smart. Could that be why you're so funny,
so
why
funny
you're in comedy now?
Is that there was a pair of Bose headphones on your mother's belly, and she was blasting Austin Powers into her womb.
Wow. I didn't realize that was my origin story until right now, and I'm obsessed.
Sam, best and worst made up name
is Sklars.
Yeah,
that's right. That's the best one is
Randy
Sklar,
and the worst one is Jason Sklar.
Jason Sklar.
Unfortunately,
I thought he was just saying SARS, and then being like, "Let me throw in an extra K."
Oh, and an L.
Because
he didn't say Sklars.
He said Sklars.
Yeah,
it sounds like SARS, but. Sklars. Oh.
But you were like, let me throw in an extra K. But you didn't account for the L.
It was silent. And when in
very much no.
No, but there's like audibly silent letters and then silent letters.
This is the kind of stand-up comedy that I came here for.
This is not comedy. This is a fact.
That's TED Talk.
Yeah.
This is shampoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So for this new topic, we've been playing around in the sandbox, and now we're going to go to the freaking beach where there's sand as far as the eye can see to play around in. The category is technology sucks.
It's more general, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we already did Google stuff, and that is part of technology.
Yep. So people know.
Yes. As you said.
We've been.
And Firefox. We did a lot with that.
Yeah. Too much.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So that's a lot of technology. Uh-huh. But is there, like, other stuff?
Oh, I have a bit called Technology Sucks, which is crazy. This is insane.
Getting weird. This is getting really
weird.
It's
about my ex-boyfriend whose name was Technology. he was a rapper. And it pretty much had the same premise, though, where I was like, he's always using his phone.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't listen to GPS. It would be like, go right. And he'd be like, I'm not listening to this. And he'll go left. You know, crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's insane that, like, our lives are so parallel.
Yeah.
To this other guy.
Weird for you when you hear the song AO Technology. Those are two people that you know. I mean, the name is not pronounced correctly in Io's case.
Yes.
But it is spelled the exact same way.
Yes, and that's also how I used to call to him. I'd be, hey, yo, technology, come get me a scone.
Okay, I just want to go back into, like picking apart how this relationship ended.
Uh-huh.
If the kind of communication you're having is telling him to get you a scone.
We were fancy people. We traveled a lot. We loved a hard biscuit.
Oh, wow.
And it ended because, unfortunately, technology was using technology wrong. You remember how I said he didn't listen to GPS? He did run off a bridge, and he has passed. R.I.P. He's up there with my witch grandma. But yeah, I mean, I learned so much about myself in that relationship.
Of course, watching him drive off a bridge.
No, he ran off.
I didn't see him do it.
Oh, ran off. Okay.
I wasn't there. That would be very traumatic, and I don't think I would be able to be talking about it if I saw it.
Yeah.
But
no one was saying you were. You keep saying that you weren't there and that you didn't see it.
I didn't see it at all.
Yeah.
I was not. I know exactly.
And
where
if you
I
had
was.
Seen it, or even if you had caused it, you wouldn't. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to talk about it at all.
I have four affidavits that say that I was exactly where I was at the time.
Wow. So yeah. So just even talking about it basically proves you didn't do it.
Because I'm emotionally sound in body and mind, therefore. Mm-hmm. I have a clean conscience.
I guess now that you mention it, hearing that somebody ran off a bridge because they were using a GPS incorrectly.
Insane, right?
Yes.
That's nuts to me.
I know.
As I picture
he
that.
He was also on PCP.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. As I picture it, unfortunately, it looks extremely funny. As I picture that happening, the bad news is it looks hilariously funny.
Yeah.
And it is sort of a Wile E. Coyote type thing where he gets four or five steps off the bridge before looking down and realizing, like, wait a minute.
He's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he falls.
And that awareness drags him down to
his glasses earth. Stays up, but his body falls.
Yeah. That's too bad.
Sam? Technology sucks.
Pass 2 of 4.
Oh, we're giving you so much time.
Yeah.
You just at the when you just hear a topic, are you saying, okay, I've got to use a pass on this one?
Pass 3 of 4.
That is
oh,
not
no.
that is not allowed. You're not allowed to pass on just a normal question. Are you gonna use up your last one?
Pass 4.
Okay,
Sam,
okay,
now
that's
you're
it.
Have to answer everything. You could have just done something about like Discmans or something.
The next comedy video that we found for the original Dwayne Perkins is football players.
And we could almost combine this with the next one, couldn't we?
Yes.
Sports aren't for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Two topics, so they could connect.
I would say this is probably the one topic I don't have.
Oh, you do on. Not oh, okay. have. No,
but like now that I hear about it, I'm so upset that I don't.
Yes. Yeah, because it was sitting right there.
And
for
you say sports are for everyone.
Yeah, and I used to play football.
Yeah, so football players.
So I have
that's
a personal
you.
Connection. Like I could talk about myself, and I really missed out. And I could have got, I could have really expanded my fan base if I would have just really hit. Sports hard.
Mm-hmm. And this is something that people are searching for, just for like SEO stuff. Just people are being like, huh, what's football players?
My bit is, hey, you think the other guys are jealous of the special teams? What makes them so special? I do that for 25 minutes. I go, imagine walking in and they go, oh, well, you go over here. You're not with the special teams.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what makes them so special? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I do that for 25 minutes.
I used to do this bit where I when I was playing football, I was a running back. And I'd be like, I'm a running back. And then I'm like, oh, no, my back. I got to catch it. And everybody would be like dying laughing.
Yeah. Your back is running away.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get it? Because I'm running back, my physical back. And I'd be like, oh, no, my back. And I crumble like I didn't have a spine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because I was pretty flexible.
But I was quarterback.
You could
I was quarterback.
On
I was,
stage.
Yeah. I was quarterback. And I go, where's the other three quarters of my back? I'd say, where's the rest of it?
Mm-hmm. And then when I would play receiver, I'd be like, is your cable doing well? Because I was pretending to be a cable.
Is your cable doing well?
Yes. I did that too. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I did that too.
I was so funny when I played football.
I was a linebacker.
I was so bad at football.
I was like, hey, it was this strike. There's a line. No, I did that as well.
Sam?
In middle school, Ryan Longwell, the Packers kicker, his name was in the phone book, and we called him once and yelled at him, and then the police came to our house.
What did you say?
Oh, we just told him he was awful because he'd missed a kick. His name was in the phone book in Wisconsin.
Oh, that's not okay to do.
The police came to our house.
Who's we?
Yeah.
Me and my brother Jake.
I was hoping he was going to say me and my parents. Like, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Next one.
Oh, yeah.
Picking your friends.
Yep.
I have an interesting way into this one.
Yeah, of course.
You say the first part.
I say picking your friends.
No, but do we have the same way
in? Okay, I go.
I've noticed.
I go, well, you can pick your nose.
And you can pick your friends.
But you can't pick your friend's nose.
I mean, what is funny to you, Dwayne?
Yeah,
if not, so this is my question. If
I'd love to zero in, because I feel like I'm actually getting further away from the bullseye.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That does nothing for you.
No.
Okay. So like, so now we're back on the like, what have you seen? Like, what if that?
What cracked you up? Because you didn't appear to really know Austin Powers. Mm-hmm. You certainly hadn't seen Yesterday, which I saw yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Sean did his whole.
I did the
bit. About like that he does for 25 minutes. The
special teams, which yeah. I the special do for 25 teams minutes, which is what makes them so special.
Uh-huh. Nothing.
I was not affected by it. No.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We have had the issue before where people's headphones were not on.
Oh no!
So
on.
Are you hearing
so
what
loud.
We're?
Yeah,
we're too loud.
Okay. I hear it. It's just not.
And what's
the core of?
So what's making?
Okay.
It,
yeah. So that I guess brings me back to my question. Like what? Does work for you.
Tell me something makes you laugh and then I'll fucking do it, man. I'll do anything for you.
It's hard to say. Comedy doesn't come from laughter. It comes from claps.
Surprise.
Mm. Yes. And I'm in a studio and I can't clap. So
yes. You want something that you strongly agree with.
Yes, not something that tickles me. That feels like an invasion of privacy.
Mm-hmm.
I humor is very personal to me. So if I give you a laugh, I feel like I'm giving you a part of my soul. Mm-hmm. So that's just harder to get. But if you say anything I vaguely agree with, I will be like, okay, clap, clap, clap. I agree.
Comedy
with you.
To you is championing equal pay.
Mm. If I agreed with that.
If you... No, that's a bad example. Bad example.
I do agree. Don't agree with equal pay.
You're right. Bad example.
White men should get paid less than everybody else.
Equal
me too.
Out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Sean and I are actually living that.
See, yes, that is what comedy is.
Yes. With this podcast. And we are following that example.
And we are being paid less than everyone else.
Good. That is called being an ally.
And every year, we refuse to accept more money.
We have not had an increase in pay.
Here's what you need to know. You are doing a great job in accepting that.
Yes.
But if you ever talk about it, you do become a white savior, so you can never bring it up.
I would hate that.
No. I didn't. And edit that out, Sam, like we always do.
Never. But thank you so much. Your duty is noted. I'd tell the rest of my black friends.
I'd like to skip this one because the last three are really juicy and it's a nice little end run. And win or go home, I got nothing for it. It feels like sports again.
Mm-hmm.
Where is Wyoming? Can you talk about your Where is Wyoming bit?
No. It's because I have a thing called a map. And you can just like be like, oh, there it is. And once I found it, it's very hard to forget because it's only 50 states.
Yeah.
And two of them are not even like connected. Mm. So
so that really narrows it down.
Yeah, it is really.
You know it's not one of those.
Yeah, and you know it's not on the
So you're only dealing with 48.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you're like, okay, it's not Illinois. It's not Alabama. It's not California. Mm. It's not North Dakota. So you just like go down the list and you see where it's not. And then you will realize like if you are coloring in a map and you're like, okay, here's all the other ones. Once you filled in the rest of them, there's going to be a blank space. And that is where Wyoming is.
Process of elimination.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next one.
Next one is creep gauge.
The creep gauge.
Oh, like a gauge of creepiness. If there is a thing where you, I feel like creepiness is pass fail.
Okay.
So like either you are a creep or you're not.
It's not a spectrum.
No,
it's binary.
Because once you're on the spectrum at all, you enter creep territory.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like either you're creeping or you're not. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, the woman who was lovely in Yesterday. Is a creep. Full stop.
It depends on what she did and what constitutes.
Well, her ass got friend zoned to the fucking moon. And then she's looking all horny out the window. Just like falling against, like as he leaves the car, she's like, oh, like just
but did she do
craving him. What?
Did she do anything to him that he didn't want?
Hmm. Well,
he's gaslighting her.
She believed in him. In a way where he was trying to just finally give up music because it just was not going to happen, let's face it. And she was still pushing him to continue.
And then is that when he started doing Beatles songs?
No, it's more complicated than that. I lost track of it while watching it at one point. It's a man, struggling singer-songwriter. He's about to finally give up and stop chasing his dream and just go back to teaching, which in the movie is sort of the lowest thing you can do.
I mean, and yeah, then it is.
He is riding his bike home. There is a worldwide blackout. The entire planet, even the Eiffel Tower, blacks out, and they show you.
Oh.
And you're saying, wait a minute, what? Everything is going dark? And then you go, oh, yes, even the Eiffel Tower. And then during the blackout, obviously stoplights are out, and so are everyone's headlights for some reason, because the bus has, which I assume that's on a different grid than like the Eiffel Tower, for instance, but it's not. So he can't see the bus coming. He goes through the intersection. He gets hit by the bus. He gets two of his teeth knocked out. Oh. They talk about it so much, him needing new teeth and his teeth being knocked out, that it almost seems like it may have been important at the end of the movie. I didn't finish it, that like the fake teeth taught him Beatles songs, something. Mm. But at any rate, he wakes up in the hospital. When he wakes up, he immediately makes like three Beatles references in casual conversation over the next 2 hours, all of which are met with like, the what? The who? Mm-hmm. Then he gets given a guitar. Then he plays a Beatles song. No one has ever heard it before. They're like, that's so good. Then he goes, oh, I'm just going to record all the Beatles songs and relearn them all so that the world has them. Other stuff doesn't exist anymore. Like Coca-Cola doesn't exist. I didn't get to Whoa. Where they explain that.
Yeah.
The weirdest one to me is cigarettes don't exist.
Huh.
It sounds like propaganda.
Oasis doesn't exist, which you go, okay, they're saying they were influenced by the Beatles.
Yes, I get that.
But also he's searching for music. This was really crazy to me. He goes, the Beatles, it's not there. He searches the Rolling Stones. It is there. He goes, okay, good. He searches the next thing. He went Beatles, Rolling Stones. The third thing he searches is Childish Gambino.
Is he there?
He's there. And he goes, oh, thank God, Donald.
He says that.
Yes.
Wow. Funny. That, in a way, is like a compliment to Art. He was on our show.
Yes.
Very early.
He was on our show. Mm-hmm. He's a friend.
And so we're in the movie in a way.
He's a friend, and I don't think
if he exists, knowing him, he would be pissed at me podcast. For
saying that he's not the third biggest musical act of all time after the Rolling Stones.
He did our podcast in the movie. That's basically what they're saying. Does it show up? Does it show up in the search
That's
results?
Interesting. Even in the world of yesterday, where so much of history has been eliminated, one thing that was preserved is Hollywood Handbook.
It's good to know you guys were not influenced by the Beatles. You have autonomy because you still exist.
Probably the episodes that Brett engineered would disappear.
Yeah.
We have an engineer, Brett, who only wears Beatles shirts.
Yeah, he loves the Beatles.
Yeah, he's obsessed.
Sam Creep Gage. Yes.
Okay, and last finally, one, About My Mom.
We go out on About My Mom. So let's, what's coming up? Where can we see you?
Where can I see you?
You can see me on the internet. You can see me on Twitter.
Okay.
At Dwayne Perkins, D-E-W, please. It's D-E-W-A-Y-N-E. Mm.
What's Perkins. A way for me to remember that? Do you have a little
D's
device?
Nuts.
Okay, and he did.
Oh, like
walk straight into that.
Oh, that's really how I tell people, because you got to have the D-E. No one spells it D.
Yeah.
Like you have to add the E.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was a football player, I was D.E.
D's Nuts. Mm-hmm. Like D-Wayne, D's Nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the comedy category is About My Mom and Go.
This is crazy because I do have a bit about my mom.
About my mom.
Yeah, about my mom. Yeah. And it's just about like how she lives, how she was born.
Yeah.
How she exists right now, her relationship to me, her relationship towards him.
Okay.
My mom can be a little funny. Yeah.
Yeah. My mother's great. Yeah. A little
nice
crazy.
Lady. She can be a little funny sometimes. Yeah.
But her mother was a witch who had an imaginary friend. So it had an effect. My mother is not a witch. She was a gangbanger at one point. My family loved labels. And yeah, but she
let's go into that a little more.
Yeah, labels. Tell me about that.
Yeah, like they just love to be like, I am. Then you have like a blank space. If you put like astronaut, I have a person in my family that is an astronaut.
Mm-hmm.
If you put murderer, I have a family member who became a murderer when I was in like sixth grade. It was crazy. He was my favorite cousin, and then he murdered people. And I went to school and they were like, your cousin's a murderer. And I was like, ain't that crazy? and that Zeke's comedy. And that's a stand-up bit. If you just finish anything with ain't that crazy, it instantly
that got me.
Just undercuts it. And then you're like, wow.
And just ends the show.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.